Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Interesting word coming out of baseball. As you guys might know, today the Braves and Mets had to play a doubleheader because of Hurricane Helene over the weekend. And Mets win game one in a wild-ass game. And then for game two, which is about ready to start, Chris Sale, who was this whole time expected to start, suddenly has to pull out of this game because of back spasms. Something tells me, for a guy who's in the Cy Young running in the NL, if the Braves lose this game, it's going to be tough to beat Chris Sale in Atlanta.
Yeah, this is going to be the Mets are going to throw nobody out there, though, right? Like, they'll be fine. The Braves are going to be fine in this one.
I don't know, man. Like, at some point there, if you're on a major league roster, even if it's a back end of your roster, if you're not starting your best pitcher, this can bite you in the booty.
Sure could. But you know what this is? This is if the Browns had clinched the postseason and they had an opportunity in Week 18 with a win to shut the Steelers out and have them not go into the postseason. But if they lose and rest their guys, then the Steelers would likely get in. I know what the fans are thinking. Fans obviously say, screw the Steelers. It's got to be every Mets fan right now, like, screw the Braves. But you take the rest. You're going to take the rest.
Yeah, okay, but here's the thing. They already played early today. Come on. Like, this is, you're screwing over the Diamondbacks here if you don't win in this game. You're not screwing over the Braves. If anything, you're helping the Braves. I'm where Grady Sizemore is. He started Garrett Crochet.
Almost fired in Chicago?
No, he's not hired. He's just the interim guy. But where Garrett Crochet,
like I said, almost fired in Chicago,
was slated to start the final game of the season against the Tigers. That's where I am. That is, we're a bad team. We have no business doing this, but we're going to start our best pitcher in the last game of the season just to spite you.
Are we in the trust tree? Are we in the trust tree together right now? I call it a tree, but you want to call it a nest?
No, it's a trust tree with a nest.
Sure, a trust tree with a nest. Okay, yeah. Throwing more parts into it. I was very happy for Lindor.
Okay.
You don't hate it. You wanted to hate it.
The only reason I'm going to hate it is if it's Francisco Lindor versus Jose Ramirez in the World Series.
No, go ahead, Homer. Lindor's the reason why the Mets clinched the playoffs. No. He even got the final out, too, and then he like touched second base in a very emotional way, and I still root for him. I don't care what anyone says.
So here's the problem. I've lost World Series and ALCSs in every conceivable way, including losing to a team that was store-bought by the then Florida Marlins.
Yeah.
Including losing to the greatest starting rotation ever assembled, the 1995 Atlanta Braves. I lost to the 2007 Red Sox when you would have dusted the Rockies in the World Series. I lost to any veteran Bill Murray in the 2016 World
Series. I like how you give all these nice compliments to the other teams, and you're like, and any veteran Bill Murray's one that got
me over. I'm not over it, and I love both those gentlemen and their work. So, no. Quite frankly, when it comes back to it, I don't want to see Frankie Lindor in the World Series, so I don't then have to have the conversation of enjoy it.
I don't know why.
Because that will be the slogan if they lose.
No, I think it won't be looked very similar to what you just saw yesterday with the people that loved Baker still being like, good for Baker. You know, 350 yards, 2 touchdowns, good for Baker.
You think if the Guardians lose in the World Series.
Not if they lose in the World Series, but I'm saying a general rooting for Lindor.
No.
No. I'm not saying I root for Lindor if it's the Mets and the Guardians in the World Series. That's insane. But in this moment against the Braves, to kind of justify the contract, the season that he's had has been awesome, by the way.
Yeah, why does that matter to me?
It's nice.
Screw that guy. He left us.
No, come on. He can't say screw. You can't say screw Lindor.
I just did.
No, that's not
fair. It was pretty easy. It was pretty effortlessly.
It felt
very.
It felt almost too effortless.
Yeah, like I'd been holding on to that, waiting for somebody to give me the opportunity. No, I just think Francisco Lindor is every great player we've ever had who has gone and left us. And by the way, I don't wish ill will, but I'm not going to root for you. No, no, no. Frankie was big time when he was in Cleveland. Jose gets us. Jose gets us, so I have to give him the love that I cannot give to Frankie.
No, I have too many good moments with Frankie.
Which ones?
ALDS game one against the Yankees, the foul ball, the grand slam off the foul pole. Like, uh-huh. I mean, there's too many. You think about Lindor, you smile. That's what it is. You think about Lindor, you smile.
No, I'm
same thing. In many respects, same thing with Baker Mayfield. I watched Baker yesterday. I enjoyed watching him have success.
See, here's the problem.
It stinks considering where we're at, but I enjoyed watching him have success.
Cleveland baseball before Frankie Lindor had a couple runs that were pretty historic, including the late 90s and early aughts, and then 2007. So, like, Frankie wasn't some symbol of hope. He saved baseball in Cleveland. That's what Baker did. Like, it's not a one-for-one.
No,
like
it's Baker, not apples to apples, but
Baker
we're still talking about...
Baker reset the floor and the ceiling for Cleveland football.
No, but we're talking about, do you root for former Cleveland players to have success? Like, I wasn't rooting for Joe Flacco. I'll say that yesterday. It's not I was rooting against Joe Flacco, but he wasn't my guy the same way.
But I know
there were a lot of people that were.
Yeah, well, that's fresh. With the Baker thing got played out, so the Baker bros are done with it. I kind of think, not the Baker bros, but most people are done with the Baker conversation because I think everybody admits, whether you say this now, a fair amount of people were on the organization side. It's just now that it's going well for Baker, we want to rewrite history. Here's the thing. Frankie's in the same boat. The Flacco thing is that guy literally had you in the playoffs last year. Now he played well for Indy as your franchise quarterback. Didn't live up to his $230 million deal, according to those same people.
I was on my casino world tour yesterday. Uh-huh. As yesterday, I was at the MGM Northfield Park. Obviously, Friday was at Circa, so we're just hitting all the casinos. I had somebody come up to me, and they told me that my two favorite quarterbacks are playing great today. Oof. I said, your two favorite, huh? Yeah, my two favorite, yeah.
I just wish Deshaun would... I wish the touchdown would have stood, because that's the only thing in between people saying he had a great game or not. Literally, that like everything he did in that play still stands. It just doesn't count because of the damn penalty. Do you agree,
and
by the way?
I agree with that. Just the box score looks really lame at the end of the day. You had to actually watch the game is the problem.
Yeah, which in fairness...
That's really hard for a lot of people.
Which, in fairness, we've had to say too many times this year, so that probably goes into their argument. But, like, I'll be honest, guys. I've watched Baker. I've watched Baker play behind a really bad offensive line. I know how it goes. I've watched Baker... struggle with wide receivers who weren't getting open. I've watched and dropping passes. I've watched Joe Flacco when he didn't have the support that he had last year down the stretch, and certainly most of the time in Baltimore. Like, I think we've done this thing where we've weaponized their greatness against Deshaun. I think you're wrong. If you want to blame Andrew Berry for this roster not being up to snuff, okay. You want to blame Kevin for whatever we're supposed to call this offense, okay. Leadership for the preparedness, fine. Guys, neither Baker or Joe would look any better in this context. Can we all agree on that?
I do. It was a good game. I'll tell you at 5:20 why I think there's one thing I need to see in order to make it all change, though.
We call that a tease in the radio business. When we come back, we got the 5 at 5, including some Kevin Stefanski from earlier today and some updates on the Gardos we've not talked nearly enough about. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bathroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.